Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Which one of these just things do you think is more humorous? If a certain musician started getting into energy-saving panels for your roof, you could call him Solar Boy. Or, Corey, did I tell you, I was in this tailor shop once and a naked man walked in and then the tailor screamed at him. He's like, hey, get out of my store. You can't come in here naked. And the guy goes, hey, man, cut me some slacks. Whatever. That's funny. That's from 3-2-1. Now, it's time for the C block. That slacks one is funny.
You proud of yourself?
Yes, I am.
By the way, ISW Menswear, I've been in there before and they've been able to, like, tailor everything right there.
Cut you some slacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really have appreciated them as I've bought suits in my time.
See, that's why it's funny, Corey.
The trivia question of the day. In 1916, of course, the Cumberland College football team...
Oh, I think I know this answer.
...lost to...
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech with what record-setting final score?
All right. Before you read the options, Alec... I think it was something like 243-0-ish,
oh, wow.
Give or take.
A, 35-0. B, 58-5. C, 157-23. Or D, 222-0.
It's that one. Alec, it's that one. I was only off by 3 touchdowns.
Alec, do you agree with?
I knew it was
Kevin
Georgia Tech.
That ridiculous
Alec.
Joke moments ago.
It's hard for me to side with Kevin after the things he said to open up the top of the hour, but I'm going to agree with him here.
All right, we'll leave it at that, and at the end of the segment, if I remember, we will answer the question. Can't guarantee that I'll remember though, guys. I want to know what the coolest thing is you've ever won. 877-881-1053. Jimmy Rollins hit a hole-in-one at American Century Championship. And you're looking at the paper. Do you have the audio? Is that... Pavelski's yeah. the one I'll get to in just
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, I really thought we had that audio, too.
Yeah.
My bad.
And he...
No, that's a different one. That's a different one.
Never mind. Just wait. He nailed a hole-in-one on the par 3 12th hole and won himself a luxury Mastercraft X24 speedboat.
Ooh.
Valued at $380,000.
Oh, dip.
Rollins said with a big smile, I got my first hole-in-one and won a boat.
That's badass.
What is the coolest thing you've ever won? And if you won a boat, would you become a lake person? You're already kind of a lake person. You're lake adjacent.
Yeah.
because your family has lake
money. That's true. They have lake money. They have boat money. Dude, they have jet ski money.
Alec, lake money to Plano money, completely different lives.
Except I don't have this lake house. It's my in-laws.
Lake money is deep.
So is the lake.
Yeah. Well, not all of them.
So it makes sense.
There was a lake in Arkansas that my Adrian's grandparents lived on. It was about 3 feet deep. Boats went on it and everything, but it was only about 3 feet deep. It was weird.
What's the point?
I don't know. I jumped in and was like, oh crap, I'm going to sink to the bottom. And then I stood straight up. I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm in the middle of a lake, standing up. What's the coolest thing you've ever won? I think I did win a cruise with the New Kids on the Block.
Ooh, that was kind of cool.
But I also won a go-kart. And I'm, as a like 10-year-old boy, winning a go-kart, coolest thing ever. Because like that, it was a Pennzoil number 4 or whatever. I don't know. It had a number on it. And it was yellow. And we'd drive that sucker all around the place. And one time my cousin flipped it.
Oh, no. Was your cousin okay?
He had a helmet on.
Okay.
Broke his arm, but he had a helmet on.
Oh, no.
So he turned out all right. But yeah, I won a go-kart once.
Ooh, I don't know if this counts. I won in a competition I didn't even know I was in. So our yearbook committee when I was in high school took some of my newspaper stories and like put them together and submitted them in the yearbook, which then got submitted for a yearbook contest. And they're like, hey, you won. And I was like, won what? For yearbook. I was like, I didn't write for the yearbook. And they're like, but you did.
Yes, you did.
Here you go. Wow. So that was pretty cool just because it
What'd you win?
Just a stupid certificate. But it was exciting.
I said the coolest thing you've ever won.
I thought it was cool.
That you won.
I'm trying to play it cool. I thought it was cool because I didn't even know I was entered into it. And so I thought, otherwise, it's definitely on, and you guys might think this doesn't count, it's on the slot machine on the cruise we took where we couldn't get in early for our dinner reservation. So we had like 30 minutes to kill. And so we played the slots. And, you know, I like to look at slots and determine if there's number discretions. And there was discrepancies. And there was here. And we won $1,000. And so we came back. They're like, oh, okay, thanks for coming back. We're like, we're doing great. We won $1,000.
Kevin loves the slots.
True.
Loves. Do you love the slots?
And variations of it.
Or do you love the scratch off more?
Ooh, man, I like the scratch off a lot. Probably scratch off.
Okay. I learned this morning from Sean and RJ that you should not be playing the Powerball. You have like a 0.008 chance of winning or something like that.
See, and the thing is, and maybe people do, if you find it fun, then I think there's something to be said for that. That's like the scratch off tickets I really like are some of the basic ones, but I also like bingo and the crossword. So even if you lose, it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Alec, you?
I've never won like a really big like contest or giveaway. So for me, it's just like, I think of awards, you know, I count that as a big win for me. So like going to radio competitions in high school and winning some of those was fun. Getting a broadcaster of the year was pretty cool.
Hey!
At Ben Barber, shout out to Nate Wood for electing me for that award because, you know, he created it. So nice. That was pretty easy. And then, you know, like a scholarship in college, that was pretty cool because, again, it was something that I didn't even realize I'd signed up for it. But I guess some form I filled out unknowingly put me in the running for a scholarship and I got it. I was like, oh, cool. I don't have to pay that money now. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so I took those and I was like, you know what? Stuff to put on the resume. Why not?
Yeah, I'll add that. Out of the things that I won, the cruise and the Pennzoil, number one, somebody said it was number one. The scholarship I got from Belo was probably one of my favorite moments. Like something I was like, it was a very important to me for one, because I needed the money. I really needed it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because college is expensive. For the 214, I won a golf tournament on a Carnival cruise. Pathetic 12-year-olds.
Oh, were you also 12?
I don't think they were. Okay. I think I was an adult playing against a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Oh, man, that's a good answer. The best thing they've ever won is Cooper Flag for the Mavericks. I don't know if that counts from the 469. I won like $100 on a $1 scratch-off, which is cool because I was 16. I've seen multiple people who have won stuff from us.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Somebody won tickets to the Cowboys Thanksgiving game. Got to see Dolly Parton because they were at a Buffalo Wild Wings event that we did.
You're welcome.
Remember, tomorrow off of El Dorado in Frisco, we'll be at the Whataburger doing our show.
I think I just saw a message that said, this was from my boy Dimbo. He said he won a motorcycle through 105.3
Oh,
fan.
Cool.
But I can't find that one.
It's from the 469. Yeah, back when it was Live 105.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, from Live 105. That's the first listener I ever knew from our for us.
Oh.
The first listener I ever met and had a conversation with, and he's awesome. Somebody said I would become a lake person and I'd always wear my captain's outfit. And I agree with you. That's the way that it should be done. 1, 2, 3 day passes to Voodoo Fest in New Orleans with a hotel stay and 2 gift cards for $500 each.
Oh, cool.
Tried to win tickets to a concert at the station it's always offering, but they all don't take my calls. Look, there are a lot of people that want these tickets.
I think that's Alex's fault.
Yeah.
I'm doing my job.
Or the system.
From 68201, a Corey Seager bobblehead from Corey Megrons.
Oh, that's you.
McGregor's. Okay, Majors.
You're Corey Megrons.
Corey Mahors. I got lots of names, guys. Oh, and won a badass bomber jacket, Top Gun award for Ecolab. Well, congratulations, man.
That's really neat.
There's lots of those coming in. Let's play Cut 11. Is this man potentially the greatest athlete on the planet?
And he does it in style. An eagle at the 18th after a tie for second, a third, and a second the last 3 years. Joe Pavelski finally has his American Century Championship title.
So at the same golf tournament that Jimmy Rollins won a $380,000 boat, Joe Pavelski sinks a walk-off putt to win the tournament.
It's about time he won a title.
Dude. Why do you got to do that to Joe Pavelski? That's Captain America we're talking about here, dude.
He played for the San Jose Sharks.
And the Stars.
Yeah, played for the Sharks longer.
Do you think that he's going to be connected to the Sharks for the rest of his career? Or do you think he's going to... No, I mean afterwards.
Yeah.
He's hanging around Dallas, dude.
Okay.
He's hanging around the AAC. And anytime that dude wants to step behind the bench, I do believe they will allow him to step behind that bench.
I'm just...
Are we out on Joe Pavelski?
No,
is that
no.
what we have to do?
I'm just kidding.
877-881-1053. Do you want us to be for or against Joe Pavelski?
I'm for Joe Pavelski. I was just kidding.
Also...
Do you think... Hold on.
Go ahead.
Since he played hockey, did he have one of the Happy Gilmore putters?
Oh... I don't know. I didn't see. The putter looked like a regular putter to me.
Okay. That's a little...
But have you seen the new have you seen the new Happy Gilmore putter?
No.
For the movie?
Uh-uh.
You're going to have... I need to get one, dude. We need to figure out how to get one for Peace-a-thon.
Happy
that would be so awesome to auction off one of those. Did you hear about the mountain lion?
The mountain lion?
There was a mountain lion in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
And this young man saw the mountain lion.
I heard the roar. I felt that roar. I knew to keep it pushing. I knew that.
Curtis Jones says he was walking near Rauber Street late Wednesday when he saw people running from what appeared to be a large wild cat.
After I see the people run, I just see something big just walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. And they said roar, and I just kept walking. I seen me see it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out.
That is my favorite. That is my favorite. Like, I love the way seen it.
I do get that.
And Alec, whenever I heard it, all I thought was your favorite part of Masterpiece of the Week has been adding in these sound effects that we make with our mouths sometimes. Mm. And that's what I was thinking was that rawr. It was fun to me. Guys, AI, we talk about it almost every day here on the C block. It's been used in a number of different fields over the years. It's been used in car manufacturing for quite some time, pairing with robots to replace humans when it comes to installing doors, even welding other parts together. And it's also started to make its way into kitchens. There are robo kitchens out there where all the food is prepared by a bot without much or any help from humans. And now, a 5-star restaurant in Dubai is taking it to the next level. Now AI will curate the menu. Where humans have always made menus by saying, hey, let's get this one locked in. Or let's just have a new menu every day we open up to challenge ourselves, like the bear. Now a restaurant in Dubai is saying, we don't even want to put in that kind of work anymore. We're just going to let the AI do it. Is that lazy?
See,
or what if AI actually makes a better menu than man?
And that's what I was going to say. I don't know if it's just lazy as much as, don't you think that's going to appeal to a whole lot of people that are like, let's see what they got. Let's see what this AI can do.
The aptly named Aiman, A-I-M-A-N, otherwise known as AI Man, is trained on decades of food science research, molecular composition data, and over 1,000 recipes from cooking traditions around the world. And so it's going to take all that stuff, which we've always gone, if you studied your butt off for the last 30 years, you've become one of those chefs, right? Like, you did all the things. And now AI is like, I'm just taking a database and putting it all together and saying, this is the best menu for tonight.
Here's why I get worried.
AI Man. Chef AI Man.
Have you ever seen the movie Contact?
Yes.
Okay.
Jodie Foster.
That's right. And so in that movie, she's like, the aliens aren't going to be here to harm us. And Tom Skerritt's like, why not? And she goes, it would be like...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going after a particle on an anthill. And then Tom Skerritt fires back and goes, interesting analogy. Now, how bad would you feel if you've stepped on that particle on an anthill? And I just always worry that the AI will get to that point and they're like, yeah, just poison them. Who cares?
They're irrelevant to us.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're nothing, man.
I know they act like they trained us and everything, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Man, that right there, Kevin, that's concerning. Yeah. What if they just decide, you know what? Let's throw some arsenic in there instead of salt.
By the way, thank you so much to all of the people who saw that I was trying to do a Muffin Man bit when you said, have you seen the mountain lion? And I go, the mountain lion?
Okay.
And I definitely got it.
Okay,
it
didn't go anywhere, but plenty of people saw what we were trying to do. Coming up next.
Oh, hold on. The answer In 1916, the Cumberland College football team lost to Georgia Tech with what score? It is D, 222-0.
Yes. Coming up next, the first Cowboy to win a world championship here in the Metroplex since 1995, and also rankings of the NFL head coaches. We'll do next right here on The Fan.
Oh, my God.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I saw it on so many of my social media threads. We've had people texting about it all day long. AEW All in Texas. Want to talk a little bit more about that. Hear about Alex's experience. Brag about the fact that pretty much everybody we had on in the lead up was victorious. But first, ranking the NFL coaches. I saw this from CBS Sports. We can dive in wherever you want. And they have them in tiers as well. So like Brian Callahan with the Titans is 32 and Brian Schottenheimer is 31.
Okay.
Just because they've never actually done anything or I guess Callahan has a little bit or really coached or anything like that. So the first coach who's like actually been coaching on the list is Brian Daboll. He's 30th. On the coaching list right now. But I wanted to get y'all's feeling for who do you think are like the best coaches in football? Y'all's like personal selections.
Obviously for me right now, it's still Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is number one on this list. He was also number one last year, 26-16 in the playoffs and 3-2 in the Super Bowl. So first of all, if you've been to five Super Bowls, and I guess that's just with the Chiefs, because I thought he had been to a sixth Super Bowl, but he's number one.
I know Mike would always say Sean McVay. I like Shanahan a little more than I like McVay, and then Dan Campbell. So that would be my four, okay. My top four right there.
Kyle Shanahan was third last year. He is seventh this year. So an interesting thing you're already kind of seeing about this list is it feels maybe sort of reactionary in terms of like how did you immediately do last year, and that's how we are going to judge you. So Kyle Shanahan, number seven on the list. Dan Campbell, number five on the list. He moved up from 8 to 5, but I wanted to focus in on this particular coach, Nick Sirianni.
He just won a Super Bowl.
He did. Last year, he was 15. This year, CBS has ranked him 4th. So a couple of interesting things about that. So Jalen Hurts is on the quarterback list at number 9, which some people think is way too low. And Nick Sirianni even said, Jalen Hurts' criticism is BS. He does what's needed to win. So why do you think Hurts, for example, would be 9 versus Sirianni would be 4? Now, I know the logical answer is different people voted on this. I get that. But do you get the sense that more people hold Nick Sirianni in high esteem for what he does than Jalen Hurts for what he does?
Probably Hurts, actually, I think. I think probably Hurts.
It's held in higher esteem?
I do.
Interesting.
I do think that. But he also is knocked for being surrounded by talent. Why doesn't Sirianni get knocked, though, for coaching the same talent?
Right.
You know, so, but I
don't know.
I do think that, I mean, maybe it's just me, like, seeing Hurt's face more, and I just feel like I see him more. Sirianni gets talked about a lot, though.
Now, Alec, what do you...
Because Sirianni, wasn't he about to get fired?
Yeah, I mean, look...
Like, in the middle of the season?
It's funny how one season can change everything. Alec, this goes back 2 months ago when... You might have been joking. I thought you were serious about still like, hey, is Sirianni a good coach? Because it feels like that's where a lot of people were. And just winning the Super Bowls vaulted him up to 4th. And I don't know. What do you think about that?
I'm still serious in that stance that, you know, obviously the success is there on paper. We see the resume and it's incredible. But I still have no idea what he does. other than leading these guys, which I will say, I'm not trying to, you know, bring him down in any way. I think his leadership is definitely his number one trait, because you saw it in the biggest game of the season, A.J. Brown melting down on the sideline.
Yeah.
Next drive on offense, he gets a receiving touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, his leadership and the way he gets his guys ready to play, something you can't measure other than wins. And he wins, but I still don't know what specifically he does incredibly well.
Schottenheimer's 31 on the list. Kellen Moore is 29.
What?
Who would you rather have as your head coach?
Well, neither one of them been head coaches before.
Exactly.
So I guess Kellen Moore just came off of a Super Bowl championship, too. So, obviously, Brian Schottenheimer, Kevin. I would rather have him.
Good answer. Benton Johnson, 24 on the list, is another first-year coach.
He has plenty of opportunity to change people's minds on this. Where is Tomlin?
Okay.
Did you already
ask? No, I'll answer that. It just felt like you had another question.
And it's John Harbaugh. Harbaugh is established. I'm good over a long period of time. Those two I'm interested in.
Are they both top 10 to you?
I think so.
Okay.
But I'm not. You kind of gave me some numbers, and I feel like Tomlin should already be that up there. Then I argue with myself about both of those coaches. How many Super Bowls do they have between them? Two?
Two.
That's it. Each of them have one.
Correct.
But they are, like, the esteem that you hold them in is, I feel like people put them right there next to Landry.
What? Do you know what their combined playoff record is? It's 21 and 22. So John Harbaugh is 13-11 in the playoffs, and Mike Tomlin is 8-11 in the playoffs. And I think part of that has to do with, what do you think about the team that's been built around them? Because I will admit, I give Mike Tomlin a lot of credit. I don't think they don't go further in spite of him. I think they appear in the playoffs because of him.
You think so?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that probably colors your opinion quite a bit. What do you think about the roster?
You don't think the rosters for them are good? For the Steelers are good?
I think they're fine. Actually, they're probably better than fine, but it always feels like there's a gaping hole for them at quarterback.
After Ben left, yes. When Ben Roethlisberger was there, I thought they...
Yeah.
Obviously, the last couple of years, his arm was failing.
For sure.
But, yeah, they had the guy. And then since then, he's been able to keep them there, but not get to the next level because of it. And so that's when I'm like, okay, are you that good of a coach?
So
I feel like the roster's pretty good. I feel like the roster's a tough roster. He sets the character for it.
Yeah.
And I think, actually, man, having watched those shows last year, you did see what Mike Tomlin does. You did see how he sets the standard for them.
And I think that's probably where I fall. There's probably other players or coaches that I don't give the same benefit of the doubt, but that a lot of people are like, they have the same crap around them. So Mike Tomlin is 10th. One of the people I thought you were going to mention is Kevin O'Connell.
Quarterback whisperer.
He is at 9. Matt LaFleur is 8. Kyle Shanahan, 7. This one is interesting to me. Jim Harbaugh, excuse me, is at number 6. Now, I think...
Where's McCarthy?
He is not a coach in the NFL right now. So I think some of that goes back to his days with the 49ers. Dan Campbell is 5. Nick Sirianni is 4. John Harbaugh is 3. Sean McVay is 2. And Andy Reid is 1.
Okay, that's a good list. That's a strong top 10 right there.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Everyone, give me cut number 20, if you will, because we're going to talk a little bit more about wrestling.
Okada! Driving Omega down. Okada! Rainmaker!
This has got to be it.
Got it. Could be it.
It is it.
Wow.
Suddenly, quickly, authoritatively, Omega has lost.
So... I wanted to get your thoughts.
Kenny Omega?
You know what? Kenny Omega should have been on our show. Then he would have won.
Balin.
MJF, he was on our show. He won. Athena, she was on our show. We asked, hey, what about being at All In? And she was like, oh, you know, you're going to have to wait and see. Not only did she win on Friday night, then she came out and won on Saturday. We've had Dustin Rhodes on the show. He won. Hangman Page, he's been on the show. He won.
AEW won.
That's true. Darby Allin, he was on our show. He won. AEW definitely won because There was a time, man, when it looked like they were going to have to make the configuration for this event smaller. And some people were like, they might get 15,000 people. In reality, I think the numbers I saw were about 25,000 to 27,000 people out there. And it looked packed.
Thanks to us?
Yes. Look, we were definitely thanked by multiple PR people along the way. So if you think AEW's run by Tony Khan, they won. He was on the show as well. Alec, you talked about this a few minutes ago. It felt like the place was packed.
Yeah, it definitely brought a lot more energy. I know some people were saying on the broadcast it didn't seem as good. But yeah, there was a lot of some of the credentialed media.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Members that were like, no, it is super loud in here. And I think when I look back at it, there were two pops that really told me, oh, this thing is working. Like, this thing is for real. It was when Hangman won the world title.
Yep.
And I can't believe I'm going to say this. When the Rizzler climbed up onto the top rope.
Oh, yeah. Costco guy won,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Big Boom AJ and his tag team with the conglomeration, they got it done. And Big Justice took a bump and gave one. He speared a dude. Like, it was incredible. And hearing people singing, "We Bring the Boom" at Globe Life Field. I can't lie. They're super over. But yeah, it was incredible. The atmosphere was ridiculous. Our guy Bobby Lashley won too.
Oh yeah, that's
the
another
Earth
one.
Syndicate. Yeah, they retained their World Tag Team Championships. So.
Is Tony Khan trying to tell us who was going to win all the matches?
All along.
By being like, you get this person and this person and this person. All right, honest question. And I've had this back and forth with a couple people. I thought the event was super duper fun. It was absurdly long. The main card was about 6 hours long.
Yeah.
And they have a pre-show that's 2 hours long. I don't know how many people were there for the pre-show. It looked like not a whole lot. But that's an 8 hour block right there. Was it too long?
Probably, especially if I'm watching at home, I'm not focused. But yeah, being in person for it, that was the fastest 6 hours of wrestling that I've ever watched in person. At home, probably a different story. But it did feel pretty quick. It felt like it had some pace. And by the end of it, I was like, oh, it is over. Okay. Like, huh. But there was a couple of times, especially during Okada and Omega, I was like, because they were doing a more traditional Japanese style kind of wrestling, which is a lot slower. So there were a couple of, you know, transition moments in that match where I was like, oh my gosh, we've been here forever. But by the end of the world title match, I'm like, that was a solid 6 hours. That was a really good show.
That Okada Omega match was solid, to be sure. And it's been 7 years since they wrestled and they put on some of the greatest matches of all time. And I was really worried that this would not be good. And that wasn't the case. It was definitely good. I was just kind of hoping for a little bit of like magic that made it amazing. But it seems like by all accounts, financially, creatively, everything like that, this event was absolutely a big success for AEW. With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Flag driving baseline, got it in one. Count it. Cooper Flag with his first field goal.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing. Hey, how are you?
You're back, so that definitely makes me happy. How was the annual Dawson family sojourn?
Man, it was perfect. We went out to the Oregon coast to start. And then drove back over the mountains to the Bend area where my parents live. And we enjoyed, you know, that high desert, 85 degree in the summer, bike trails and swimming. And
the designated driver? Like, what I mean is, I know that's another connotation, but like, if your family's driving, are you the one driving?
I've seen him hand over those responsibilities before. He looked at me one time in California, goes, "Hey man, can you drive?" And I go, "I think so."
Yeah, he could. Luckily, Brian had it. My dad's still getting after it behind the wheel. And my mom actually asked me at one point in the trip, she was like, "Now, how'd you think your dad did driving?" I said, "He did good."
Do you think she was trying to take the license away from him
She's just
bit?
Wondering.
Okay.
You know, she's trying to stay safe.
Okay.
And, you know, she wants to know if it's time to hand those duties over, but it's still dad.
If you can't find the car, that's the tail sign right there.
That you shouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had that happen. I've had that happen where dad took a journey and then we couldn't find the car in the parking lot. And I said,
"Oh no,
Mom, that's it. That's the end of the game.
That's it. No more."
I go, and dad went to go, "So I'm going to get my license renewed." And they talked him into just getting an ID. You know, it's kind of like, "Oh yeah, Larry, you could have this ID, you know, and okay." And so, yeah, but he's now into the chauffeuring service. He's not going to.
Okay.
He couldn't find where the car was. "Dad, I had to help the people at Walmart. They had to help me find the." I'm like, "Well, we're not doing this anymore. We're not doing this. No."
I think you made the right decision there, Brian.
I would hope so.
Good info to have.
I think that's the ruling.
Yeah.
When you can't.
Because then you might have one of those senior alerts.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where you got somebody in the family missing.
Yeah, you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, driving around, and you don't know where you're at.
Or we have like the story we had last week, that Florida man who was urinating on the Vienna sausages in the Spam at a local Sam's Club.
Wow. Yeah.
And then he just kept just moseying throughout the grocer, acting like nothing happened. Just an old man, sadness.
How would you react in that situation? Like, you're in the same aisle as him, and he just
I think you got to turn around and just pretend this isn't happening.
Just keep it moving.
Instead of,
this is his problem.
This dude needs help.
Oh, yeah, old man like that. It's not even like, "Dude, I can't believe you." It's like, "I feel bad for you. We need calmly, clearly, there's no way this guy woke up today imagining himself urinating on the Vienna sausages at a local Sam's Club.
I
don't think there was malice, you know?
It's going to be a wild Saturday, boys.
Yeah. Especially because he just kept on, he just went about his day.
Like, I think you kind of go just walk to management and say, "Listen, you got a situation going on over there and you might want to clean it up before there's notice."
Slap a discount tag on those sausages.
Yeah. I think they probably have the film over them, you know?
You'll rinse them off.
They're in cans. In those cans, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Run them through the car wash.
Man, I want to run that study. All this food is half off. Somebody peed on it.
Right.
But it's now half off and it's still like in its container.
Right.
But you think it's half off anyway because not people eat Vienna sausages. I don't know about
it. Clearly they buy them in bulk at Sam's Club.
Well, damn right they do.
But That's just, but if you're ordering those need to be half off anyway. Just okay. Naturally. Yeah. Not because somebody urinated on them, it's just because it's Vienna sausages.
This
the
is
spam
like,
is a yeah. whole nother ball game though.
Yeah, that could actually
Vienna
be delightful.
Vienna sausages, if you're liking that whatever that rubbery substance that's in the Vienna sausage thing, no. It probably deserves to be
Vienna worse
on.
Than spam, you think?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, by far. Oh, yeah. Open a can up that.
It sounds so just, fancy, though.
You open
they
that
do can, sound fancy.
You're out at, like, canal and
you open
like,
that can up, you think you're opening up cat food. You know, it's one of those.
I think we found Brian's pizza rolls.
Yeah, oh, they're the
Vienna sausages.
Poor man's food.
Yeah. Kevin's the pizza roll hater.
Why do you hate pizza rolls?
No.
Oh, yeah. Don't crawfish on this now.
This has been twisted. A good pizza roll, rock on. But when Totino's is selling that pack of 55 for $1.20, then you should have stayed away. I realize inflation and stuff has changed it up. But you should. I'm surprised people live to tell about
it. Are we
those.
Talking about, we're not talking about like the bagel bite things, right?
No. Bagel bites are a different deal.
But that's
actually delicious. Higher end. Yeah.
Yeah, I have more respect for bagel bites, I think, than those pizza rolls specifically from Totino's, but also that's what they made their business off of. You could buy this frozen pizza for 89 cents.
It was basically
if
a
it's
sheet of
regular
paper
price.
With pepperonis
yeah.
on it.
I kind of feel like I could take that 89 cent pizza that you bought and doll it up to make it taste
make
legit.
Good.
Okay.
I feel like I could take a frozen pizza and doll it up to the point that you wouldn't know. You would think it's from Zlots.
Like when I try to take that Kraft mac and cheese Zlots. And turn it into something good, and my kids are like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Because we talk
about... We love Zlots on our show.
Zlots okay.
Yeah, I love Zlots. Yeah.
Is there a food from your childhood that you revisited and you're like, I thought that was the best? Because Corey brought up the box of like Kraft macaroni and cheese. You're like, this is awesome. Now you're thinking... There's so many other options. Not that it's bad.
I still,
so
yeah.
Doll that up, too.
I really still like the Kraft.
Dude, Kraft mac and cheese still hits.
It still does.
It does.
Not to, I mean,
the
like,
shells, or do you like the little
I like the noodles.
The regular
yeah, but I'm good either way.
I'll tell you what, the shells can hold a lot of the cheese. Good vessel.
That is a good vessel for cheese.
Yep.
If they could figure out the technology to get those nacho chips to hold the same amount of proportional cheese, we'd have some.
You know, my initial thought on this is the pot pie. You know, when I was a kid, they were amazing. I believe they have decreased the quality of the pot pie that you can get in the frozen section.
Well,
it might just taste a lot worse.
You told me at Sam's or Costco I need to try the one and bring it in.
They do have
frozen.
They have
though,
the fresh
it?
One in the deli.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That thing's outstanding.
Sitting back by the refrigerated goods sometimes.
Yeah. Is that Costco? Right.
Load up on those.
Just got a Costco membership, so I'm like really I haven't even been yet. Dude. We're getting ready to start it. So
go live
by
it
the way, if you're a Sam's Club member, let me just throw this out there. If you don't register, get it like online app for the scan and go department.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Because there's lines to El Paso in that place.
Oh.
And so if you scan and go off your phone, you could literally be out of there in a minute.
I can't believe Costco doesn't have that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a serious feature.
Scan and go at Sam's is one of the best features I've ever been a part of.
That's a good idea.
I know the cookie smell in the kitchen, baked cookies, gets like the most love. But man, the pot pie kitchen smell when that thing's been in the oven,
yeah, so good.
It's a top five.
Let me make like a red sauce, like gravy, like Italian for like spaghetti and stuff like that with that garlic and onion and smell.
Yeah, it's top tier.
Yeah, that is one of those that always
pretty hot. Yeah.
Now Dak Prescott, I gotta get a little bit of sports there.
Okay,
he slid 63 spots in the NFL top 100 to 79. Does that feel about right for you at number 79?
It does. You know, I think somewhere between the 8th and 15th best quarterback in the NFL, and if you want to put him 79th or 49th,
he's 16th best QB for ESPN today.
I also think there is a case to be made that quarterbacking is so much more difficult than all the spots that the top 15 or 20 should just be all quarterbacks, and then you start with the other positions.
How does he dig out of this hole, Peggy? How does he dig out of the hole of being 16th? Because I know there's guys on my show that are like, man, this should have been a move-on situation.
Yeah, but...
We should have gotten to that point.
The thing is, though, but it's too late.
How does he dig out?
It's too late for that. So how he would dig out...
I think
the Cowboys did make a more concerted effort to help him dig out by, they believe, strengthening their offensive line, spending their top pick on it, and getting a viable number two wide receiver. That, combined with what Dak, I guess, kind of can control is the health. That's how he digs out of that hole.
Yeah, protection, open
strong
players.
Run game.
a strong run game.
Which I am not as bullish on as the other
man,
things.
The thing that I worry about the most is this coach going to be creative, or is he going to revert back to the days when he was calling plays with Pete Carroll? You know, that is that the offense that Dak needs, or do you need the let's advance this thing offense?
I don't think you bring in Clayton Adams if you want to go generic, you know? I think worst case scenario is it's a diverse run game that is well schemed. It just doesn't work because your runner's not good enough or your blockers aren't opening things up. But I have a lot of excitement for what we're going to start seeing here with the blocking schemes. Start next week in Oxnard.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of can you execute that well enough to get them out of the shells.
Yeah. If Clayton Adams is coaching the offensive line this first year, hands on full time guy, I'm feeling a lot better about the situation. But if he's walk around coach and all that, I don't know about all that.
Interesting. What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Higgy. Yes. Thanks for asking. We will be looking at everything right out of the gates that's been developing over the weekend. Rangers, Mavs, and Cowboys and all that. Tim Cato's going to join us 3 o'clock. He's fresh back from Vegas.
Ooh, I like it. Roll home with the fully reformed G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Don't forget, tomorrow, Whataburger in Frisco off of El Dorado Parkway. It's going to be an extravaganza. KNC 10 to 2 right here on the Fan.
Take it, I could.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.